Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, Episode 85. Today we're reading Chapter 30 of the novel and family drama Just Won't Stop 2 by Daniel White III with his wife, Marika White. Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? Proverbs 31, verse 10. Jonathan turned in his 2 weeks' resignation notice at Computer Plus Technologies in order to work on staff at the new Mount Zion Church. He was feeling a strong calling from the Lord to go into full-time ministry. This Sunday was a special Sunday for him. Yes, folks, we have some young ministers who God is going to use mightily in years to come, if they remain faithful to his calling on their lives, Pastor Richardson shared with his congregation on Sunday morning. As you know, we have one of those young ministers to deliver the message here once a month as part of their training. Today we welcome Jonathan Reynolds to the pulpit to share what God has laid on his heart. As the crowd applauded him, Jonathan rose to the pulpit. He began, "God has a plan for transforming the lives of Christians so that we can become more like him. Many of us claim to be Christians, but our behavior is questionable. People around us are asking, are we really Christians? Worse yet, they begin to question the power of the blood of Jesus Christ in our lives by thinking, their God does not seem to be making a difference in their lives, so why should I serve him? So this morning, I want to share with you just a few words from the Word of God on how to obtain God's wisdom." Pastor Richardson, who had taken a seat on the front pew with his wife and son, shouted, "And don't we all need wisdom?" Jonathan smiled and continued, "As Solomon said, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting get understanding." Janice patted Monica's hand as she rocked her one-year-old niece, Geraldine. She was the newest addition to the Reynolds family. Some of you may be wondering, "Well, Brother Jonathan, what is wisdom and how do I get it?" First, your wisdom and my wisdom is not the same as God's wisdom. And let me repeat, my wisdom and your wisdom is not the same as God's wisdom. Our wisdom says, "I'll do it my way. I do not need God or man to tell me what to do." It's like talking to your son or daughter, and they respond with, "I already know that." If you already know that, then why aren't you doing that? "Tell the truth," Brother Montague shouted. "You hear that, Gladys?" Brother Harold said. Those close by laughed. Many of us plan our lives, leaving God out of the picture. We know what we are going to do a year from today, 3 years from today, and even 10 years from today. But my question to you is, where is God in all this planning? "Nowhere," someone in the crowd answered. Jonathan continued, "We're dependent on our college degrees or the fact that our boss speaks highly of us. Young people, do not think that because you are the top athlete in your school or because you lead the debating team to victory year after year that you're full of wisdom. No, my friend, you can have all the human success, but if God is nowhere to be found, you have been duped by the devil. You have no wisdom at all. The Bible says, there is a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The Bible also says, broad is a road that leadeth to destruction, and many there be who find it. Wisdom is hearing the word of God and doing the word of God." "Hearing and doing," Pastor Richardson shouted. Little Mitch Reynolds listened intently to his father. He was looking more and more like his dad each day. Children, since the Word of God tells you to be obedient to your parents, then wisdom tells you to obey. Wisdom, since the Word of God tells you to be obedient to your husband, then wisdom tells you to obey. Husband, since the Word of God tells you to lovingly lead your family and not walk out on them, then wisdom tells you to lovingly lead and not leave your family hanging. You cannot get around God's Word. "Say it, Brother Jonathan," Sister Roque said, rising from her seat and clapping her hands. Jonathan and Monica had had the privilege of leading her to the Lord. She had been in a deep depression after going through a heartbreaking divorce and having to take on the role of a single mother. Now employed at one of the county jails, she shared her faith with the inmates in hopes that at least one, if not all, would get saved. Paul used to kill the Christians because he was following his own foolish ideas. King Nebuchadnezzar's motto was, "I'll do it my way." But God, preacher. But God brought him down. Another king dropped dead and worms crawled out of his body because he thought his wisdom was wiser than God's wisdom. Adam and Eve's wisdom brought us nothing but sin and wickedness, but it also brought us the blood of Jesus Christ. If you have never accepted the shed blood of Jesus Christ, you are walking in your own foolishness. A young lady in a full-length skirt was sitting midway in the auditorium. She soaked up every word. She had never heard the word being preached as clearly as she was hearing it today. A holy hush fell over the crowd as Jonathan asked a rather sobering question. What is the first step to getting God's wisdom? The first step to getting God's wisdom is to realize that you are a sinner bent on doing your own thing, bent on going your own way. Is there any righteous? No, the Bible says there's none righteous. There's none that seek after God. It's right there in Romans 3:10-11. Verse 23 says, all of us have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. You ask, what can I do about my sinful, depraved condition? How can I get right with God? There's nothing you can do, but there is everything God can do and has done through the blood of Jesus, his Son. Nothing but the blood, nothing but the blood, Pastor Richardson shouted in a sing-song voice. He was beyond himself at the powerful message this young man was delivering. Only the blood, my brothers and sisters, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We see that in Romans 5:8. So how do you get God's wisdom? If you want God's wisdom, pray this prayer with me. Dear God, I confess my sins before you. I confess following my own foolish thinking. Right now, I admit that your way is the wisest way. I admit that as a sinner, only the blood of Jesus can wash away my sins. I accept Jesus' shed blood for my sins. Please forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart and change my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer, come forward so we can rejoice with you and give you some literature that will explain more about salvation and that will strengthen you in your newfound faith in Jesus Christ. Pastor Richardson said to the folks, the lady in the full-length skirt was the first down the aisle. Jonathan could not believe his eyes. It was Charisse. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any of the Christian fiction books at the and other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, for there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Romans 3:28 reads, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to destroy the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Thank you for listening with us, and may God bless you until next time.